The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Lord's Day, St. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin because they do not believe in me, concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." Just 3 weeks from today, the Church will celebrate the great feast of Pentecost, the last of the three great festivals of the Christian year, Christmas, Easter, and finally Pentecost, the day when the risen and ascended Lord poured out the Holy Spirit on the disciples he had chosen. In the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, the Lord Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to be with them forever. And like the words of last Sunday's gospel, these words were spoken by Jesus to his sorrowful, anxious, bewildered disciples in the upper room in Jerusalem on the night before he was crucified. When he tells them that he's about to leave them, the disciples then anxiously wonder what will become of them when their beloved Lord and Master is no longer with them. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus tells them that it is to their advantage that he's going away, because if he doesn't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come to them, but if he does go to the Father, he will send the Holy Spirit to abide with them forever, and so they won't be left to their own devices, but will in fact experience the consoling, strengthening power of the Holy Spirit as they preach Jesus to the unbelieving world. Through their preaching, the Holy Spirit will expose the world's lies for what they are and will reveal the truth about Jesus, who said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth." I doubt that anybody needs to be told that we are living in a world that is drowning in a sea of lies. Lies about God, lies about human beings, and lies about the relationship between God and human beings. Our Lord spoke of Satan as a liar and the father of lies. And the fact of the matter is that Satan and his minions never rest in their work of lying to human beings and using human beings to inundate the world with lies and deception. They try to obscure and even silence the truth that because God is our maker, we're accountable to him, that the wages of sin is death, and that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The terrible truth is that the lies of the powers of darkness have all but silenced the call to repentance in so many parts, even of the visible church. As I thought about the words of today's gospel reading, there came to mind some words of that great confessor of the faith, Dr. Hermann Sasse, who had this to say just 1 year after Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. And this is what Dr. Sasse said: "The lie is the death of man, his temporal and eternal death. The lie kills nations. The most powerful nations of the world have been laid waste because of their lies. History knows of no more unsettling sight than the judgment rendered upon the people of an advanced culture who have rejected the truth and are swallowed up in a sea of lies. Where this happens, religion and law, poetry and philosophy, life in marriage and the family, in the state and in society, in short, in one sphere of life after another, falls sacrifice to the power and curse of the lie. Where man can no longer bear the truth, he cannot live without the lie. Where man denies that he and others are lying, the terrible dissolution of his culture is held up as a glorious ascent, and decline is viewed as an advance, the likes of which has never before been experienced." Christ says to his disciples in the upper room, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world." He will convict the world. He will expose the world's lies and call the world to repentance. He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit convicts a world blind to its sin and therefore ignorant of its need for a Savior from sin. The Holy Spirit shows us Jesus, the Lamb of God who alone takes away the sin of the world. And since that is so, the only sin that can cut a person off from God who loves the world is the rejection of the forgiveness offered in Jesus. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. The Holy Spirit also shows the world that it's blind to the only righteousness that avails before God, Jesus, the righteous one, who dies in the place of sinners under the judgment of God, then rises from the dead and in his ascension goes in triumph to the Father, where he forever lives and makes intercession for us who have no perfect righteousness of our own. Only the righteousness of Christ, which is ours through simple trust in his gracious promise. The Holy Spirit convinces the world concerning righteousness. And the Holy Spirit also shows the world that it's wrong about judgment. A world that imagines that in putting Jesus to death, it has judged him, and doesn't realize that Jesus, through his death, silences the judgment that was against us because of our sin, and that by robbing Satan of his power to accuse and condemn all those who take refuge in Jesus, Satan himself is judged and condemned. The Lord Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, because the Holy Spirit not only convicts the world of its lies, the Holy Spirit also bears witness to the crucified and exalted Christ as God's atonement for our sin, as God's righteousness for us who are ourselves unrighteous, and as God's judgment on the lying and murderous prince of the powers of darkness. And that is why in Dr. Luther's great hymn to the Holy Spirit, which we always sing on Pentecost, we find the words, "From every error keep us free, let none but Christ our master be. From every error keep us free, let none but Christ our master be." In the light of our Lord's words in the gospel for this Lord's Day, that must be an especially fervent plea and prayer. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.